This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gerald Sumlin's Day is coming up in just a few minutes, but I promise to go to your calls, and I appreciate you holding on this live Monday, January 22nd, 2024 transmission. Bart in Georgia, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about this coffee. The WEF wants to cut off our coffee. Well, I buy my coffee by the year. Don't buy just a bag of Alex Jones Wake Up America. Buy it by the year. And I got one more thing to say, Alex. Have you considered Alex Jones' cartoon, Get to These Kids and Counteract Drag Queen Storytime? These little kids will be begging their parents to buy Alex Jones cereal.
Listen, you know what conservatives and Christians and populists should do is set up 1776 Christian clubs, because if they're going to let Satanists into the schools, have Satan Hour, no one's going to want to go to that except their pedo parents. And I never got to that today. I meant to. There's a bunch of news on that. We should have 1776 and Christian clubs, because you can't have a state-run school that's officially Christian, but Christians can have their own clubs. So the answer is Christians need to set up clubs, and we need to have 1776 civics clubs. That's a great idea. And people like Alex Jones, they should set up InfoWars clubs in the schools. You know, they've got federal programs teaching elementary students and middle school students how bad Alex Jones is, which they don't know reverse psychology. It'll just make the kids want to go look us up. But that's a great point, sir. Anything else?
Yeah, I just want everybody to go. I put up the Alex Jones show on the Bart Fine channel on Rumble and Biscuit. And just watch the Alex Jones show on the Bart Fine channel, please.
And your phone's breaking up a little bit. Well, what's the name of the channel?
Bart Fine on Rumble and Biscuit.
All right, thank you so much, sir. Bart's fine. Let's talk to Cassandra in California, then Stephen Holtman. Cassandra, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling about Michael Yon. He has been spot on for years, and I was telling your producer there about maybe another solution is setting up a Teletron, having Michael Yon's videos of what's going on down in Panama.
Oh, yeah. Somebody needs to finance just five-minute rotating videos on those panel trucks to park out front of Congress.
Yes. How about Congress? How about these congressmen that are sitting there shut the border? Why don't we make them pay for it?
And again, you don't shut the border at the border. You shut it when your own government's funding it with UN camps.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that. And another thing, people are waking up. I take my phone, and as I'm shopping and stuff, especially in the produce section, I have your program on and various other programs, and people stop me and ask me who I'm listening to.
Oh, yeah. And people are really interested in freedom.
Oh, yeah. And the cashier at my local grocery store, oh, you're listening to Alex. I go, yeah, you know him. So people know you, and I'm in a little small town in Southern California, but it's growing really fast, and it's...
Well, that's why you should wear a T-shirt or play my show or other shows, because you find out really black people, old people, young people, you find out how popular freedom is. You're like, wow, we're not alone here.
No, we're not alone. We have a little Patriot parade of cars every 2 weeks that goes through here, and... We got
to show our numbers. That's why I tell the story all the time, not to say, oh, I'm popular. No, no, I'm saying most people aren't known, so you don't know how popular freedom is. I get nothing but love now everywhere. I mean, I literally go to restaurants, I say, can I sit in the back corner? Still, 20 people come over. And again, it's not about me. It's that freedom's popular. They go, oh, that's Alex Jones. It's not about me. It's showing they see a mirror of who they are. We don't realize how strong we are.
Exactly. Well, I'm waiting for my T-shirt from you and
Musk.
Elon.
By the way, for some reason, we ordered a month ago, Christmas, a week behind. It is in. It arrived yesterday. It's now shipping. The Team Humanity, because I told them, I said, where? They go, well, it's in Denver at the warehouse. I went, well, get me one. Just today, I'm like, get me the shirt now. I want to wear it. So thank you so much. I really appreciate you. All right, we're going to go to break. Back in 60 seconds, I'm going to go to Stephen, Indiana quickly, and then Holt, man. So we're going to skip both network breaks. So Gerald Sumlin, he doesn't just get his time back, he gets more. So I'll do like 4 or 5 minutes on calls, and then Gerald Salente, the top trends forecaster, takes over. Want to support us? The discount is amazing. Magazine at... The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, walking.
Steve in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing today, sir?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling.
Hey, number one, I just want to say it's an honor to speak to you. I'm shaking as I'm speaking to you, but I'm just a little nervous. But
well, I love you, brother.
I want to encourage you because, number one, you put everything on the line for us, for all of us. And the message, the gentleman that called earlier, Jimmy, this is what prompted me to call in. If we don't share information, then nobody knows. The media, what they want us to actually do is to do nothing. Not research anything, not listen to anything, just be spoon-fed by what the media is telling us. You know, and evil will prevail when good men do nothing. And that's, you know, that's what I would tell Jimmy, is just that, you know, he's going to have to put on his big boy pants because we're in a battle here. This is a spiritual battle. We had to pick sides, and being aggressive and pulling up arms, that's something you do as a last resort. What you're doing is sharing information and letting us know what's going on. And
my issue was, he said, you're not calling for violence. And then I said, well, then who are we supposed to attack? And he said, I'm not going to answer that. So he wants me to be some public. I mean, I really don't think violence is the answer because they're just going to spin it around. It's a cultural change in saying, no, that's where most good revolutions come out of a cultural revolution. And it's not just
right, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like Gandhi proved that point, you know. And I'm not saying I support Gandhi. I'm just saying you can do a lot.
He did it was good.
Yes. Oh, yes. And cooler heads will prevail. And last thing we need to
do. And by the way, I'm not saying Gandhi was wrong about the British Empire. He was pro-Islamic and allowed an invasion of their country. And they almost lost their country. And now that's caused the backlash with Modi and the rest of it. But sorry, go ahead.
Well, you know, with all this right now, especially with the World Economic Forum, you know, getting together here in the last week, you know, it's they want us to be spoon fed. And if anybody that has, you know, even a third grade education understands what we're up against right now, information is being fed to us that is propaganda. It's meant for us to just stay silent and not do anything, just like Jimmy wants to do. And it's okay. You know, this is what I tell those kind of people. There's people out there that want to stand up and care about our freedom and love this nation and love the people that, you know, that fought for this right for us to speak. I'm not going to let somebody take it away. And that doesn't mean I'm going to be aggressive. I mean, I'm trained in Krav Maga. I'm not an aggressive person. I'm trained not to fight. And I'm trained to reason, to think. And that's what they don't want from us is think and to keep the cooler heads because we will prevail. We're going to prevail.
I totally agree with you. And look, violence is the last resort. And if you need to use it, you need to know how to do it. So I know how to hit somebody over the head with a baseball bat or shoot somebody at 500 yards with a rifle. Or shoot somebody 10 feet away with a shotgun. I'm trying to live a life where I don't have to do that. And anybody that just says, oh, I'm going to wait for the U.N. troops to come, they're not going to come that way, folks. They're coming with inflation and open borders and fentanyl deaths. Thanks for the call. All right, Gerald's about to take over in 2 minutes, but first, Hulk, man, you're our tail gunner from New York. Go ahead.
Yeah, we don't need violence, but we need justice. That's what we need. And we have to form an anti-tyranny task force and go to all 50 states. I suggest using the soldiers that signed that petition for accountability for the poison death shots that are rolled out. We have the crime. We have the evidence. We have the criminals. Now, we just have to form an anti-tyranny task force, and all of them have to sign sworn affidavits just on what transpired during the COVID-19.
No, I agree with you that it's duty that once we take the country back, we have a Nuremberg too, and the people
We can't wait. Yeah. We can't wait. It's done. It's over. The evidence is out there. We have to save lives. Kids in college are still being forced to take this. There's people that are still brainwashed, and they're still going along with this protocol of death. We have no more time, sir. This has to happen now.
No, you're right. I am not for offensive violence, but them pushing the shots, they're attacking us, and so they're really crossing the Rubicon there.
They crossed it legally and lawfully. They all have to sign sworn affidavits at this point. The crime is already out there. They instituted the Emergency Use Authorization Act under false pretense to inject poison into our military. That alone, our military guys, you got to form an anti-tyranny task force. You got to get lawyers, get together with local law enforcement, and you go to all 50 states, and everybody that was involved with this has to be freaking tried and brought to justice. We need justice. We need it right now. We need it today.
All right. Hulk, man, I appreciate your call. I'm out of time. Call me back. All right, skipping the network breaks. Gerald Celente gets his time back, the great trends forecaster. Thank you so much, Gerald Celente. Tell us what's breaking.
Oh, what's breaking is World War III and what's going on. I mean, people have no idea about it and how serious this is. The Israel war keeps expanding. You know, bombs away in Lebanon, bombs away in Syria, bombs away, you know, knocking out Iranians. United States bombing Yemen. Totally against, talking about the Constitution. What Constitution? It's a piece of crap. Throw it away. I'm in charge. I'm the president. I'm Biden. I'll bomb anybody I want. Screw the Congress. Screw everybody else. I'll do what I want. Doesn't mean anything. And, you know, InfoWars, I go in InfoWars every day. We travel the world, by the way. So when I talk about what's going on in Israel, we go to the Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, Times of Israel. We go to the Iranian newspapers, ISNA, RNA, Tehran News. We go to Al Jazeera. We follow the news. We want to see what everybody's saying. So InfoWars is one of them. And going back to what the speakers, you know, some of the people on were just on now talking about the importance of InfoWars, what they're putting out and what we put out in the Trends Journal, giving you information when we're being silenced. So at Davos, the Davos gang, what a freak show. What a freak show. Oh, and by the way, one of the earlier callers, a woman, talked about Congress. 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 Yeah, ASS. Look at the little stupid freaks telling the people what to do. Oh, before we're talking about fighting. Yeah, I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. I want everything peaceful. I'm like Alex. Attack the attacker. The only time you get in a fight. And, you know, I taught close combat for a number of years. And I'm a real fighter. Napoli Donald, born in the Bronx, born to be free. 1946, at the height of American spirit, right after World War II, everybody, boy, it was great. And now it's a freak show. So going back to the fight, Congress, we're in charge. The people better get that in their head. All these little clown boys and clown girls are nothing more than public servants. Got it? Got it? How can you be so stupid to swallow the crap spewing out of their mouths? How dumb can you be? Oh, I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. You're out of your mind. It's a crime syndicate. And indeed, you shall know them. So going back to InfoWars, going back to Davos, they had this new woman on there that just became the chief over there, editor-in-chief of the Wall Street Journal. I take out the word Wall Street, and I put in another word that begins with an S and an H. This is they brought her over from the UK, which you could put in an F and a C in that too, because that's all it is. She's quoted as saying, not the exact language, and this wasn't an InfoWars, but I'm going to get to the InfoWars article, that we're going to publish what the people want to hear. Hey, I'm spending $5 a day for this thing. $5 a day. No, not what I want to hear. Hey, could you get this in your head? I'm looking for financial data. That's it. Wall Street Journal? Wall Street? Yeah.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Prostitutes, the arrogance. But to make it clear, we are the gatekeepers. Oh, yeah! You're the slime balls that lied us into the Iraq War. You sold the crap of the Afghan War. Oh, I grew up during the Vietnam War. Gatekeepers, prostitutes. You open the gate to bend over. You got it? Again, that's why you read InfoWars. So, just keeps getting worse. You got that Ursula von der Leyen, her speech at Davos. The number one threat. Yeah. Von der Leyen, piece of crap. A little warmongering lady, by the way. Oh, yeah, that's right. You still got that German Nazi blood in you, don't you, huh? Loves the wars. Oh, a war whore. Oh, and by the way, anybody that supports the wars, get in your military drag, go fight. Said your wife, your kids, your money, yourself, or shut your mouths. Oh, and you transgenders, make sure you take them too. There's Van der Leyen. The greatest threat is misinformation. Yep. And she goes on to say, very challenging times, but also ensuring its strong and influential voice in global affairs. Saying how great the World Economic Forum, their strong and influential voice in global affairs. Yep. Your leadership is a beacon of inspiration, symbolizing unity, strength. Yep. Oh, this is the introduction. That was the introduction. President Ursula von Andrews, yep, Excellency. She begins it by saying, you ready? Ready for this? Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, and dear Klaus Schwab. Excellencies, don't forget to bow down to the Excellencies, His Majesty. Excellencies. Who the hell are you talking to? Oh, excellencies, don't pee or poo. You're just a little giddy from the Bronx. Excellencies. That's how much better they are. And they own everything. So again, sobering reality. The risks are serious. Because they limit our ability to tackle the big global challenges we are facing. For the global business community, the global leaders own everything. You are not allowed to own anything. It is only the global community. I'm von der Leyen. For the global business community, the top concern for the next 2 years is not conflict. Oh, no, not wars. Conflict. Or climate. It is disinformation and misinformation. Yep. In other words, you are only allowed to swallow the crap spewing out of our mouths. Who are you talking? Oh, yeah. Put on that mask. Stand 6 feet apart. Oh, the jab, 60%, 96% efficacy rate. You have no idea the number of people I know that have COVID again. All jabbed up. Never got COVID. Haven't been sickened. Going on 5 years because I take vitamins and supplements every day. I try to stay in good health. But this is the crap going on. And again, that's why you go to InfoWars. They wrote this article. I looked it up. And when you read her whole thing, it is just so disgusting. They make it very clear of who's in charge. And the facts are also there as to who's in charge, because you have the 1%, according to Oxfam, 1% owns 43% of the global financial assets. That's right. We're nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia. And Davos, they're the plantation leaders, man. Yep. Yep. She makes it very, very, very clear. For the global business community? Hey, how about nationalization, huh? The only way America is going to come back is to become a self-sufficient economy. We have all the human and natural resources we can use, with the exception of very few, to be self-sustaining. We don't have to import products from other slave labor countries. And they did this so they wouldn't have to pay people. And by the way, when I was on with Alex Jones talking about the migration issue, I said, what no one's talking about is the refugee issue. People escaping, lack of basic living standards, crime, government corruption, violence. I said, what no one's talking about is they're bringing in cheap labor. And that's what the global community needs. Just go to Marshall's or CVS or any store and see. We need help. We need cheap labor. That's why they're letting them come in, I said. Now, remember, that was back. Now, Financial Times, January 20th. German eases citizenship law to fill skills gap. German parliament passed a law that will make it easier for foreigners to acquire citizenship as Berlin looks to immigration to solve a dire shortage of skilled workers. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're so... You dumb people, what are you, the German? The Germans are one of the most advanced societies scientifically, culturally, philosophically in the world. You got to bring in slave labor? That's all they're doing it for. Got it? And again, that woman that called up talked about Congress, Congress. Dumb little clowns telling us what to do. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the economy, what's next, where it's going. And remember, support InfoWars. They're supporting you.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And again, you're getting what you're getting from InfoWars, and you're not getting anywhere else. Again, we put out a magazine, The Trends Journal, and of course we have, you know, great information in there that's going to help you in a very different way. And there's no magazine like it. We call, you know, you look at our top trends that we called last year, they're right here. One of the top ones was Middle East Meltdown. And again, do what you can to support InfoWars. You know, they have these great sales going on, and you could help supercharge your body, and you really need it now. And there's no better time to do it, because we're going through really, really tough times. As I said, I haven't been
sick now going on 5 years because I get all the essential vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that I need. And you get a lot of them from InfoWars. And it's crucial. It's your life. You know, you got to get in the best shape you can. And this really helps you do it. You have the DNA Force Plus 40% off along with Red Pill Plus Supercharged Specials. The DNA Force and Red Pill, you get both of them, you get 50% off. And the Winter Sun, and you need some sun in the winter, you get 40% off. The Vitamin D Gummies, 40. Turbo Force, 40. And great things. And they're selling out fast. So get what you can before they're gone. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Save up to 50%. And again, you really need to supercharge your body. And again, these are 360 wins. You support InfoWars, and you're supporting yourself. So, you know, people don't like my language. You know, somebody's trying to take you down, man. You'll say, oh, please don't hit me. I'll be a good little boy. I'll be nice. It came out with this article. Swearing has become more acceptable. Expert. The use of swear words has become more widely acceptable in modern British society in recent years due to people finding alternative definitions for language previously considered distasteful. A linguistic expert says, hey, got some. The people are angry, you got it? It's appropriate language in an appropriate situation. Oh, hey, linguistic expert, maybe you forgot the little clown boy that one of the finest cartoonists in the world couldn't up with a freakier little figure than Boris Johnson. Yeah, Bor, again, B-O-R space A-S-S, Boris Johnson. Yeah, the guy that gave you the COVID war, that destroyed your economy, as he's partying, and the cat don't know how to party, man, all day, young know, you can do. Again, I'm so sad when I look at the world, not a drop of boogie, not an ounce of jive, so that cat. He wasn't partying. Oh, just like that other arrogant little boy. My daddy was the lawyer for the Getty Gang. Oh, yeah, Gavin Newsom. Closing down everything while he's partying at the French Laundry at about $400 a plate. So going back to what's going on and why they're using this kind of language in the UK, because I said you've got to put an F and a C in there in that UK, because that's what they did to the people. And the people are angry. And it goes back to the callers. The people are fed up. Again, they don't want Trump or Biden. Yep, you get your Trends Journal, you got more information. Again, go to Jones Trends, you get a good deal. Again, I supported Trump, and I don't support him anymore. And by the way, I also believe 100% that he won the election in 2020. I was doing the whole election broadcast on with Greg Hunter on Watchdog USA. And I'm looking at the numbers are coming in. He had all the data. He had all these screens up. It was really top he did. And it's Trump and Biden under him. It's going like this all over. And all of a sudden, like 120,000 mail-in ballots came in. And Trump and Biden got all of them, like from Wisconsin and Michigan or someplace. It happened like in a couple of states. Oh, are you kidding me? When am I 6 years old? You mean out of 120 and you get one? Oh, and it was Trump that made up the mail-in ballot thing to happen. Who also gave us Operation Warp Speed Vax. And on March 13th, Black Friday, March 2020, he launched a state of emergency, declared a state of emergency to fight the COVID war. So anyway, I got a lot of reasons I don't dig the cat. Going back, the people, when you look at the polls, they want to change. We need a new third party. We need a Ron Paul type. Not Rand Paul, but Ron the father. So the time is right. The people are fed up, and that's why they're changing their language. It's situational language. It's the proper language. It's not swearing. What are you, in kindergarten? That's a swear word. How do you know it's a swear word? Well, it's in chapter 3, section 8 of a good book. They're not swear words. They're proper words. But you can't say them. So, Ron Paul has an article they have up on InfoWars that has to do with the economy. And going back to the economy, the markets are up. Gold's down, hanging around down about $7, 220 range, 2020. And Bitcoin's hanging in the 40,000 range. I would have thought it would have gone up after they had that ETF thing, but it hasn't. But I'm still bullish on it. I don't, if it could go down another $10,000, it's still way up from where it began, starting at zero about 12 years ago. And I'm very bullish on gold. And again, we don't give financial advice. Just telling you what we see as trend forecasters, because they're going to be lowering interest rates in March. The run up to the presidential reality show. They're going to do everything they can to keep the power and power and power, because you got Janet Yellen, the Sacha Brut, who's our Treasury Secretary, the former head of the Federal Reserve. She got the gang. They want to keep the gang. Could you imagine the Federal Reserve head is running our Treasury Department? How stupid can you be not to see who's running the gang in charge? So going back to Ron Paul's article, he says, don't tax the rich and the Fed. Select politician, he goes on, they say raise their things, but he said the Federal Reserve is the cause of the inequality. First of all, I think, if they're going to have taxes, if I go back to the Eisenhower days where these cats would be paying 90% and most of them pay nothing. And by the way, that's the other thing that Trump did. He lowered the taxes for these. And after he lowered the taxes, the corporations back in 2017, they had the biggest year of stock buybacks because he said, oh, they're going to build capital improvements. Nothing for capital improvements. It all went to stock buybacks, had a record year of stock buybacks. So going back to the Fed, the guy that gave us the Federal Reserve, may he rot in hell, is Woodrow Wilson. He created the Federal Reserve, then he gave us federal income taxes. He also gave us World War I. Going to spread democracy across the globe. And they still repeat that crap. Oh, I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm going to go die for something. He assassinated his Archduke Ferdinand in Sarajevo. Let's go fight. All right? Oh, that clown lady about the war crap journal. I can't say the S word. We said that... Where the gatekeepers? Oh, yeah, you sold us.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
To do that. Right now, there's no politician that I support that's speaking about that. But there's no need for this federal income. I don't want to tell you how much federal income tax I pay. Oh, then I pay you all these school taxes. I never had any kids. My mother, may she rest in peace. I was the youngest of five. Again, born in 1946. Phew! Free as could be. One time she's chasing me around the house, and she finally caught me. The Italian women never hit their kids. They used to bite their hand. And in Italian, she said to me, "Facimmi la morta." I can't repeat what that means. You're better off dead. You have three worse than you. I couldn't imagine one like me. I ran away from kindergarten at 4.5 years old and crossed the Boston Post Road in the Bronx. She used to tell me they used to tie me to the crib with nylon stockings because I'm out the window. Yeah. Again, now they'd have them arrested for tying me into the crib. And we're off dead. Let them climb out the window. So anyway, what was I talking about? We're talking about federal income tax, talking about freedom and... how was I talking about? Talking about federal income tax. Anyway, forgot. Lost our freedom. It's gone. And as I said, I'm a lucky guy because where I was born and when I was born. But going back to the rich getting richer, the time I grew up, there were drugstores, stationery stores, hardware stores. Now, the bigs own everything. So, no federal taxes. States' rights. And going back to the economy, where is it going to go? You're going to lower interest rates, as I said. When interest rates go down, the dollar goes down. And, again, that's the cover of your magazine this week. Dollar sinking. No, dollar diving, America's sinking. This is the beginning of the death of the dollar. The world has had enough of the United States hegemony, geopolitically and economically. I want to go on to some other articles. Yeah, anyway, go to drpaulcraigroberts.com. Ron Paul, swear. Oh, here we go. Cargo theft spiked 57% in 2003 versus 2002, new data shows. This is according to CargoNet. Look at all the stores that are closing up because of violence and crime. Look at how the theft rates are going up. This is all a result of the COVID war, and no one is talking about that. No one. Everything spikes since the COVID war. Mental illness, China going down the toilet, they've had 3 years of zero COVID policy, bringing down the whole global economy, artificially propped up with record low interest rates, and trillions of dollars pumped into the economy. Trump and Biden, trillions pumped in. So this is serious. And now, when you look at where the economy is going, and you have to put all things connected. You ready? Ukraine just bombed a drone attack at a Russian terminal. That drove oil prices up 2%. We have warned from the very beginning Ukraine's going to lose the war. And everybody knows it now, although everybody denied it in the mainstream media when we said it, and others said it too. Douglas McGregor, Scott Ritter, Phil Giraldi, one after another. You know, we knew that no way they're going to win. They're going to do, we've warned they're going to do a false flag event or a major attack on a nuclear power plant or something that's going to make the people hate Russia again and support Ukraine as their popularity keeps declining. You saw they were a bust at Davos. They're not getting the money and weapons they need. So now oil prices are up 2%. Now let's go to what's going on in Israel with the Israel war. Over the weekend, Netanyahu said, by the way, Gaza death toll surpasses 25,000. Over the weekend, Netanyahu said that, are we targeting Iran? Yes, we've been targeting them. Wait a minute. You've been targeting Iran. What if Iran was targeting Israel? Why, how dare they? He goes on to say that we want to stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons. He's been only saying this for how long? We had a picture in the Trends Journal going back, I think, like 2012. The artist had a great picture of him at the United Nations with a ticking time bomb. Now, wait a minute. How many nuclear warheads does Israel have? Numbers go up as high as 400. So it's okay for Israel to have nuclear weapons, but not Iran. Yeah, that's right. Okay. I hear you, BS. So he says he's targeting Iran. And Iran's now saying, we're not going to take this anymore. Just killed a couple of more Iranians, military people in Syria. And he admitted that they're targeting Iran. By the way, Netanyahu's popularity rating is in the toilet. Oh, by the way, his son is still hiding out in Miami. He's not fighting the war. The elite. If Iran and Israel ramp up military between the two of them, the United States get involved, oil prices go up 2%, you're going to read up oil prices went up 80%. Yeah. And that's going to crash the global economy and the equity markets. And probably the end of the world. Because there's a thing you could look up called the Samson option. From Israel. If they lose, they go nuke. So we need peace. And where are all the religions? How come they're not out there protesting for peace? Again, I launched Occupy Peace almost a decade ago. 2014. So I'm doing everything I can. Because I see the future. That's my business. Friends 2000. International bestseller. Trend Tracking. Father of the Megatrends. Time Magazine. Trends Journal. Again, you get it by going to JonesTrends.com. JonesTrends.com. I've been at this a lot of years. I see the future. It's hell on earth. Hell on earth. You got that little clown boy, Anthony Blinken. My daddy was ambassador to Hungary. My uncle was ambassador to Belgium. Went to Dalton Harvard. He's at Davos saying, oh, how heartbreaking it is to see the Palestinians being killed. As he bypasses Congress to send a couple of $100 million of weapons to keep slaughtering the people. What a two-faced little clown. I'm totally opposed to this. Totally opposed to it. Totally, totally, totally opposed to the slaughter going on. And totally opposed to the thing called settlements. You're stealing the land. Violation of the Geneva Convention and the Article 242 of the United Nations. And again, in your Trends Journal, when Netanyahu got in, the mainstream media called it extreme right-wing government. And week after week, we wrote about the atrocities that that extreme right-wing government was causing against the Palestinians in the, quote, occupied West Bank. Blowing up. Oh, by the way, it was reported over 1,000 mosques have been blown up in Gaza. What if 1,000 synagogues are blown up? Oh! And again, don't call me anti-Jewish. I'm anti-war. I'm not anti-American because I hate America's wars. I don't even go into it. That's a savior crap. This is disgusting what's going on. And we need peace, because if we don't have peace, forget about it. You got maniacs in charge, unless you could think Biden got a brain. It's the Wizard of Oz, man. I lost my brain. Oh, no, I got it. Mitch McConnell. Oh, yeah, he's great. Oh, how about that little clown boy? Oh, no. Oh, then Kamala Harris will be president if anything happens to Biden. Oh, that'd be terrific. Oh, right there, man. Oh, and then you got little Mikey Johnson. Number three. So listen, do everything you can to support InfoWars, because InfoWars is doing everything they can to support you. Love being on. I'll see you next week.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.